This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is the latest member of the Trump administration to announce that he's stepping down. AP Sagar Magani is following the story.
President Trump tweets his Pentagon chief of nearly 2 years will leave in February. The two have clashed over the president's go-it-alone stance on world affairs, including yesterday's announcement of a Syria troop pullout. Mattis made reference to their differences in his resignation letter, writing it's right for him to step down because, quote, you have the right to have a Secretary of Defense whose views are better aligned with yours on these and other subjects. The retired four-star Marine general was perhaps the administration's most respected foreign policy official. The president says he'll soon name a replacement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. military developing plans to withdraw up to half of the 14,000 American troops serving in Afghanistan. This would mark a sharp change in the Trump administration's policy aimed at forcing the Taliban to the peace table. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has passed a temporary spending bill that gives President Trump $5 billion for a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. The bill now goes to the U.S. Senate, where analysts say it has no chance of being approved. President Trump spoke about the need for a border wall.
Essential to border security is a powerful physical barrier. Walls work, whether we like it or not. They work better than anything.
Mr. Trump has demanded the money to build the wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the U.S. Islamic State fighters in Syria should not expect any relief from the pounding of U.S. and coalition airstrikes, at least for now. The assurance from the U.S. military after President Trump declared victory over IS. This is VOA News. At